That's Falling Water by Maggie Rogers. And I just want to share that our last guest from the Juneau Nordic Ski Team wanted to share that if you want to participate in their event this Sunday but you don't have skis, you can get skis to rent at Foggy Mountain and Eagle Crest. This is Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder, and it is about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests today are John Clow and Summer Kester, and they are here to talk about an upcoming theater performance, Photographs and Memories, the Lives and Music of Jim and Ingrid Croce. Hi to both of you. Thank you so much for joining.
Hello, hello.
Thanks, Cheryl.
John, could you pull your mic up just a little bit so we can hear you a little bit better?
We'll try
there
that.
We
that
go.
Sound?
Perfect. Perfect. So I understand that this is a Juno-written theater piece and all about Jim Croce. Tell us about it. How did this come about?
Well, I've been wanting to do a review of his songs for a long time now, a couple of years. And after I finished our last original show that Summer was a major participant in, I started thinking about doing an original musical about their lives, Jim and Ingrid Croce. And so I found her autobiography. I read it. And then I contacted her. And after some emails back and forth, we got her permission to do on a very sort of unique basis a performance of it right here in town. And so we wrote a show that we think tells something about the story of their lives.
I'm sure it took her by surprise that in Juneau, Alaska, there would be interest to put a show together about her and her husband.
Yes.
Was she responsive right away?
She was responsive right away once I was sort of found it. But it's a yes and no, because you've probably noticed they call them jukebox musicals and other things. But on Broadway right now, musical stories about past artists are very popular. In fact, they're big hits. And Ingrid is very actively trying to market their story for a major Broadway production now. And for that reason, she originally told us that sadly she couldn't give us permission because she's trying to sell this for what would I hope would be great big bucks for her. But we exchanged some stuff back and forth. And so keeping it as a small show here in town with instead of we're charging zero admission, we are accepting donations. We'll talk to you about how that works. But charging zero admission. And on that basis, she said, go ahead and do it. And it was wonderful that she gave us her permission.
Has she seen your script?
She has not. Sometimes even Summer hasn't seen the script and she's playing Ingrid. The script keeps changing.
I just wing it.
What we're going to do, though, is Summer and I have agreed when this show is over, we're going to take the final script as we actually perform it. We're going to mail it to Ingrid with a whole box full of Juneau, Alaska and Southeast Alaska goodies and a couple of letters just telling her sort of how it felt to have the opportunity to tell their story.
Very cool. And what is the story that you're telling from the stage?
So it's the story of Jim Croce from Ingrid's perspective. It's the behind-the-scenes look. When they first met, when she was only 16, he was the audition in the largest musical festival of the year in Philadelphia. She passed the audition. He was one of the judges. They fell madly in love. They started singing together every Sunday afternoon, and eventually they started doing gigs in the area, getting higher profile, and they decided they were going to try to make it. They had connections in New York City. They moved to New York City, and they fought tooth and nail to get albums recorded and make a living, and they struggled. They barely scraped by. Money was always a hardship for them. The rock star life seems very romantic, but when you look behind the scenes, it was for them a lot of struggling and long hours on the road for Jim. She stayed at home with the baby, learned how to raise the baby by herself. She would hardly see him. And then she, am I giving away too much?
It's great. What are some of the things that you have learned in this process that you think would be surprising to your audience, to the show?
I think one thing is how many young artists were taken advantage of by the music industry back then. Jim Croce became a worldwide famous name, and he never made hardly a dime off of it himself while he was still alive. The record industry was sort of tailored to take advantage of as many young stars as they could. And Ingrid was the one who eventually stood up and got money for them after his death. That's one thing I learned about it. I think I also learned just for them, it was so much of a journey together. I mean, even during the difficult times, even when they were physically apart, it was very much a journey for them together. And for me, the unique thing was right from the start, once I started doing the research, I wanted to tell it as Ingrid's story, how she saw it, how she experienced it. We always hear about, you know, this star, that star, but they started together as an equal duo, folk singers, and she then had to step back as he took the stage, and she carried him through that whole process, just like she carries this show when we do it.
So all the music in it, are you performing it live?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That must be such a blast to rehearse.
It is. We're
it's
very fortunate.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Ingrid, geez, Summer is great. And we've got Rob Cohen as the lead guitarist. He plays does all the major guitar stuff. I do a
piano.
Little fooling around. And piano. Mm-hmm. Summer's a good guitarist, too. I kind of fake it up there. But we're
John
all
learned
having
how to play
it.
Guitar just for the show.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't say it until you've heard my part of
he
it.
He does a great bass line.
But no, we have been having a lot of fun doing the singing.
What's one of your up there?
Three. Well, what's one of your favorite songs to perform?
You go first.
I like Roller Derby Queen. The lyrics are hysterical. Working at the Car Wash Blues. But my favorite song in the play is when John and Rob do I Got a Name. John's done an amazing job with putting together a script where he has taken all the songs and the top 20 of Jim Croce's biggest hits, and he's placed them in the script in perfect ways that meld with the message and the meaning, and it makes sense, and it just takes the feeling to the next level. And sometimes Ingrid is singing Jim's songs, and it just really brings you there. It's a beautiful, it's very innovative and creative how you
one of the discoveries
the
we got to make together, which we really liked, is they made an entire album together as folk singers, which nobody has ever heard of. We were able to find that. We were to hear those recordings. And we're doing two or three songs from that, their early stuff, which it's just completely different from his stuff later on. And that was just a discovery for us. And to hear Ingrid's voice and how she delivers her music, that was really, really exciting for me.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a must-see performance. When can people go? When are you staging this?
All right. Here are the basics. March 6th, 7th, and 8th, and March 13th, 14th, and 15th. We are getting close to sellouts on a lot of our shows already. So here's what we've got, folks. Get on the Jack website right now. If you can, you can reserve seats right now, and I sure advise you do it. We've got two or three nights already sold out of our six, and tickets are going fast for the rest. But also, we picked Gold Town Theater because it's a small environment, like an intimate cafe thing. That's how they made their living for so many years. So we're doing a little twist. We're going to save between 8 to 10 seats each night for just, we're going to call them limited rush seating available. So you show up there early enough that night, and the doors are going to open half an hour before showtime. All the details are on the websites. And you can get in line, and there'll be about 8 to 10 seats that will be selling for cash right there that night, for donations of cash, right there that night. So there's a chance for everybody to, if they're interested, to try and get in and get a seat.
Okay. Did anything else you want to share about the upcoming performances?
One thing I'd like to share is this. It's about the music, but it's really about relationships also. And you don't have to be a rock star in New York City to relate to their story. I think you just have to have been in a relationship, which most of us have. And I think everyone's going to connect to this on a really deep level in a surprising way.
All right. Well,
we've got an event page on Facebook as Photographs and Memories, and also the Juno Lyric Opera Facebook page has stuff on us, too. The details.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, John Clough, Summer Kester, for coming in and sharing about the performances you have coming up March 6th. We look forward to seeing it.
Thanks to you.